I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq has installed its third prime minister in just 2 months as different groups struggle for power. To explain how this happened, Samuel from Redemptive Stories asks Americans to imagine having five political parties, each tied to different religions. Samuel hopes that once the coronavirus pandemic regresses, the people of Iraq can have a better discussion on how to govern the country. For now, though, many Iraqis have seen that the government can't provide hope and have turned to Christ. Samuel encourages believers to pray that Jesus would comfort his church in Iraq and
that God would use all these different things that are happening to shake the foundations of the Middle East in order to shake the pillars of Islam and in order to bring more and more people to himself.
And we'll end today in Chad, where as many as 70 people groups are cut off from Christ. They have no way to know Jesus because there's no scripture in their language. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. God is calling his followers to action. David Reeves of Unfolding Word tells us,
a small cluster of about 22 denominations and organizations in Chad have been gathering and praying together for a number of years, and they felt the Holy Spirit was laying on their heart that they needed to be the ones to reach these unreached people groups in their own country. The leaders of this network contacted us saying, could you help us along this journey?
Believers translated 50 Bible stories into a local language last year, and it's leading people to Christ in an unreached community. Go to missionnews.org for the full report, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for an update. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.